PC2 and VM monitoring.
This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
KC2 and VM.
It sounded like you had both your mobile radio and your Echo Link running. Good morning.
Yeah, I wanted to see what that sounded like, but that's not a good idea because reverb and all that, just not that good in the morning with this volume. Good morning, sir.
So how was your Facebook Marketplace find yesterday? Was it as advertised?
It was as advertised, although there wasn't one 4B, there were two 4Bs, so two complete pies, an Arduino board, two power supplies, a keyboard, the mouse doesn't work, the cable's bad, I might be able to replace the connector, but no HDMI mini to hook it up to the display. Either one. And a clear case, and a black case, and the red and white case. So, I have to order a couple of HDMI micros. The HDMI mini doesn't fit.
Oh, that's an HDMI mic on there. Yeah, okay. Well, I would say if everything works, that was a good starter grab. That's for sure. It gives you a lot of processing capability. Heck, you could build a little experimental workstation and an all-star node with that setup you've got there.
When I bought it, or I picked it up, the guy's like, so can I ask, what are you going to do with it? And I said, well, I'm a ham, so I'm going to probably make a node out of it of some sort. Talk on the air. I didn't realize there were two complete pies in there, but everything looks good except for the mouse doesn't work, but I might be able to replace the connector on that, and then just get the display stuff. That'll be good. I might even have to pick up another monitor just to see how things go. I might have one upstairs. My wife might be using it, though, but everything seems to be working pretty good.
You can actually do a lot with that the way you have it right now without doing anything at all. Obviously, you'll need the micro SD cards, but you can launch a basic Linux installation headless, so you can SSH into it. And if command line control is all you need, or if you have something that's running a web interface like All-Star Link, you don't need that monitor. In fact, my latest one that I built, I don't know if it's ever been plugged into a monitor.
And there were two SD cards, so that was kind of nice. Although I did manage to hook them up to the 3B that I got. And the kid was not up to anything nefarious, or at least they were kind of sterile. The guy was like, yeah, my son just never done anything with them, and so get rid of them. And I totaled it up, and it was over $350 worth of stuff that I got for $50.
Yeah, I would say you got another good deal to get started with there. Unless they were really shady and the pies are damaged in some way, but I think you're probably okay. I think they're honest in saying that they didn't really do what they thought they were going to do with them, so they might as well get a couple bucks out of it now. And that's good deal. Good deal. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Now you need to make the transceiver side for the All-Star node, and you're up and running.
And Sale Zarbo from W2SO put out a feeler for playing with notes as a club project. He asked if people had notes, and then if you'd be interested in building one with the club, and so probably having a class. And so far there seems to be a small response, but there were a bunch of people who were like, yes, and I would certainly be up for it. Although I probably want to do the node out of the 3B and save the 4B for other nefarious things.
Yeah, if it's going to be a single node, I think you'd be fine with that. Especially if it's a 3B plus, that would run just fine.
It's not the plus, it is just the 3B. But still, I'm not sure what the difference between the 3 and the 3B, or the B and the B plus is.
Yeah, I'm not mistaken, the All-Star Link still runs on the 3B. I'd have to look at their website. I know they list them all there. I think people have tried to do the Pi Zero, but that's, I think that's a tall ask for that board. Yeah, I think you'll be fine. I'm going to pull into the gas station here. I've been really pushing it on fuel. So I'm going to pop out and I'm going to get gas real quick. So I'll let anyone else jump in there. This is K2PCB. I'll be back in a few minutes.
KC2NVM, this is KE2GEQ. How are you, Jeff?
Pretty gosh darn well. I had a really good marketplace find yesterday with a pair of Raspberry Pis.
I heard you and Travis talking about those, and it sounds like you're going to try and set up a node. I did see that same email from the club.
I like how Sal put in that email. He's like, I don't just answer yes or no. I don't need to know how many nodes you have. I don't want all the fluff. I just want yes or no.